No, we're talking here about the positive news, but you know we wait for Shaka himself to be actually freed because you know we have this 30-day period. So you know it would be much more reassuring for us both to talk when he's actually a free man. And then of course the other thing, you know, the campaign, the focus on Shakarama was partly because he was such a distinctive individual. He had such a voice. And it was also because of his connection with Britain, because he was a man given permanent leave to remain in the UK. So the British government absolutely had this responsibility to get him back. And yet the British government, the closest ally of the US in the war on terror, seemed unable to do so. So, you know, that was a good focus, obviously, and I'm British. So, you know, it was my home country. It was something that could be done. But of course, the bigger campaign, Peter, to close Guantanamo is one that's still ongoing because, you know, there are still all these men held there who also need to be released if they're not going to be put on trial because the injustice of Guantanamo remains the same essentially now as it was when it opened. That
And
the United
in broad terms, we have about 112, 114 prisoners remaining.
Yeah,
50, 50 plus of those are cleared for release.
53 of those guys have been approved for release. Now, 43 of those were approved for release. They were told in January 2010 that the high-level interagency Guantanamo Review Task Force that the president has established, President Obama's one of the first things he did, had said that, you know, the U.S. didn't want to hold them.